You know, one of you is going to be very successful in life. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I won't say who the person is, but I'll say why that person is going to be successful in life. That person is going to be successful in life because last week I was praying. And the Lord told me, everyone stand up, stand up. Prepare to sing, Show Me Who I Am. Come Holy Spirit. Do you need this mic? Okay. You know, one of you is going to be very successful in life. And the reason is because I was praying last week, Sunday. And the Lord told me to separate you from your from the darkness in your family. And as we pray that prayer, that is the reason why one of you is going to be successful. I said that because don't think that is your talent you're going to use. Don't be deceived to think that it is your hard work. Even though I'm the one that taught you hard work. Don't be deceived. Some of you act as if you have a plan B. Huh? Some of you act as if, oh God, if you can just give me a good job. That's not enough. You need the protection of God. Someone I need to pray for, but I don't know who that person is. But I trust God that the Holy Spirit will signal. But you need the power of God. As one of you here, you know there's something wrong with your family. Something wrong with your family. Your parents tried as much as they could. They couldn't succeed in life. They tried. Your father specifically. He tried. He served God diligently. It's not like he didn't serve God. He served God. But you couldn't succeed in life. And you see, the same thing that worried your father, you see, everybody must overcome the wahala, you know. The reason why I'm like this, one day I was just thanking God for my father, because I knew what he did. The same wahala, the same problem that your father has, you have it. It's not a fluke. It's actually the work of Satan in your bloodline. And if you don't fix it, your children will have it. Yeah? Now what I just said now is never about that person, it's about that person in general. That's why typically you don't force people to seek God. You don't beg people. Usually when the trouble becomes hot, that's when the desire would spring up. And so, for instance, don't think that, just in case there was anybody thinking that maybe, as you did raise your hand, that maybe, for instance, that I'm offended. No, I'm not offended. You know, maybe I'm talking about when Mr. Remo was talking about how, you know, maybe you're not doing the weekly Bible reading. I'm not offended at you. If anyone is thinking that, my ministry is what I've been struggling, maybe Joshua is not here, you know, Joshua is the one that's compiling the list and everything. No, it's not offense. There's nothing to be offended at yet. I believe in you. Amen. Do you understand? Even till now, I believe in you. I believe in all of you. I believe in what God can do in your life. You understand? You are weak, but I still believe in you. I believe that God can strengthen you. Do you get my point? So we're going to sing a song, and I want you to just flow with God and worship God. You know, open your heart to God. Right? I want you to be aware that you are weak. You understand? Don't stop using the excuse of I'm young. No. That's not the reason why you're not praying. Amen. Eh? That's not the reason why. I have plans to start training my daughter from age 5. She'll soon be 5 in February to pray. You understand? Yeah, we'll start with 30 minutes. After we'll graduate to 1 hour. You understand? And she will do it. You understand? Right? So don't think that you are young. No. It's not you are young. You can learn it. You get. It's that you are weak. Now, when you know that you are weak, that's when God can start. You understand? If he keeps saying, I'm strong, when you are weak, God can start. Huh? If you keep saying I'm young, there's time. You know, you people, young is too much. God can start. So it's good to know you are weak. You understand? Every day of my life, I know I'm weak. Every day of my life. That's why I go to pray. Because I'm weak. You understand? This morning I was praying, I slept off, I woke up, I continued the prayer because I'm weak. Are we together? So we're going to sing, and I want you to open your heart to God. I really want you to. If you open your heart to God, the Spirit of God will fill your heart. So open up your heart to God. Someone I need to pray for. Yeah.
Spirit God, come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your Spirit. Spirit govern my life. Come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your Spirit. Spirit govern my life. Come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your Spirit. Spirit govern my life. Come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. Show me who I Come, Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your Spirit. Spirit, govern my life. Come, Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your Spirit. Spirit, govern my life. Come, Holy Spirit, show me who I am. Show me. Show me who I am. Come on.
To a prayer. Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. If you had a bad dream today, please come out while I pray for Israel. Let me pray with you. If you had a bad dream, either today or maybe last couple of days or something, you know, it could just be a bad dream, you know. Maybe a dream where that was a bad dream. Let me just say it that way, right? Father, Lord, we commit Israel into your hands. I commit him into your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Separate this one, O Lord. 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 Separate him, O Lord. Separate him, O Lord. Sides. Deliver him from confusion. That spirit of confusion, your oppression over this life stops now. This one walk right before you. this one walk right before you. He shall not miss it. He shall not miss his way. I ask Jesus that for every trouble in his heart, that right now you bring in peace. I calm every storm in your heart now. Walk in peace. Walk in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Can we pray in tongues for now? Ask for strength. Ask for strength. Acknowledge your weakness before him and ask him for strength. Arati baraka baka shika taka baraka taka baraka taka baraka taka baraka 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 taka baraka taka shika taka baraka baraka taka 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 baraka in Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. Cover you in the name of Jesus. Cover you in the name of Jesus. Cover the both of you in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. That's what I came to tell you. Satan is a liar. By his blood and his mercy, you are set free. I want you to know that you are not in any prison. The devil is a liar. Everything you saw will not come to pass. Precious. Everything you saw will not come to pass. Do you believe it? I have to believe it though. For you are shielded and protected on every side. Lord, by your mercy, we rebuke every ordinance of Satan over their lives. Every stronghold of darkness is broken. I want you to know that you have the willpower. Anything that you saw yourself doing is just fable, it's just a lie. It's not true. Hallelujah. When I was battling lust at times in the dream, somebody will come, you'll not have sex. I'm like, hey, at first I'll be scared. Hey, eventually, like, oh boy, that's your own. Get out of here. I'm not, this one is just format. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you are free. Say, I am free. You can choose what you want to do. And by the power of God, nothing will stop you. Father, we set these ones apart. Let your angels keep charge over them. Let them walk righteously before you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. You can go access it. Who feels like praying? Who wants to pray? Anointing, do you feel like praying? Do you really feel like praying? Okay. Amen. Let's pray one more time. Let's pray in the Spirit one more time. Mashakatakala brashta satale brakabashta satale kabrabokoshta librukoshta. Masikatakala kabrakabaka shikele kabrakabarakabalakabakosha. O braka satali kabrakabalakabaka shikele shake like a bracabaraca bella cabrica bocoshi, Macareca brocobocoshi, Keleca brocabroco baraco bellocobocosha, Umbreca baraca bella cabrica bellocobocosha, Macareca bracabellocobocoshi, Macareca bracabella cabacashi, Keleca bracabaraca bella cabacasha, Urabala cabrabala bacasha, Rabaraca bracabaraca bella cabacasha, Yeliki bracabaraca bella cabacashi, Yeliki brocobocoshi, Ubrocoboroco bellocobocoshi, Macareca brocoboroco bellocobocoshi.
Strength, Lord. Aramela kumashita la bruko sambera manukusi. Maria batabire tonton timbela katumbera tumbera tumbela timarati. Ura matika la metumbi la bashta setu. Rikantambiri komboruko satale kambreka bukusha. Sabarato tibaraka sikalte kalaka brika berika musta. Aramela kumbrika malaka meshti soti la kabrika balaka mashta. Strength, Lord, strength to say no to sin. Rika maraka balakabashta, uri malakabashta, rati malabashta, rasoti limashta. Strength to say no to masturbation. Strength to say no to pornography. Strength to say no to sin. Ora malasha, arani malasha, rika malashte susi, ratu se malakase, rasu se kalemasha. Rasu se kele masha. Arani malasha, rakatali bakamanasha, rakatali manamasha, rakatali manamasha, rakatali manamasha, aramele kamasha, remala kamasha, rebalasi kalamasha, rebele kemashata, arimalabashata, rikambala kamasha, rikamani kamarasha, rikabala kamasha, rikamala kabasha, rikamala kamasha, rebala kamasha, resesele masha, rebele kamasha, rebalabasa, shakali kamrasha, ramalabakasha, rebalasi kalabasha, robarabala kamasha, orimalabesha tule, makaribala shataliba, shakali kamrakabalabasha, rebala sekele kebrakabalasha, rabala kabasha tali, rabolokosha, raboria boskes, sosala kabrikebalabasha ta. Keep praying. Don't get tired. Keep praying. Don't wait for me. Keep praying. Jesus, if you can help me, I will be grateful. Shatali kabrashka shatali kabrashka. Arati balakamashita lakabrika balabushita. Sabarakatali brukova shatali kabrikabushita. Arati balakabashita lakabrika balakamashita. Eshika lakabrika balakabashita lakabrika balakabushita. Ramana kabrikoshika takala kabrika balakabushita. Reban. Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, I prayed. To 2 Corinthians 6. I'll just show us one thing. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. How to pray. I'm going to pray one more prayer point. If you want to go, you can go. I want to pray one prayer point. We then, as workers, Commercial Amplified. And I see some of us praying, and not physically, I mean, you know. And when you talk to God, you have to grab Him. Hallelujah. Are we together? Can we stand up, please? Let's stand up. No, you can kneel down. But I'm talking about people that are resting. Why you want to engage with God? You have to grab Him. Huh? You have to grab Him. Don't accept mediocrity. I'm telling you, see, the way your life is mediocre. This is not how God created man. Are you with me? Some of you, the mediocre, even if you are rich, is mediocre. But some of you, apart from the fact that you are mediocre by default, you are now coming from poverty. Some of you are coming from unserious parents. Some of you, your parents wouldn't mind you marrying a Muslim. Even to bring money. That's that one. Serious. You understand? So you have problem. Are we together? And so when you engage God, you have to say, hey God, if you don't help me, that's how to pray. You grab Him. Don't let Him go. As in this verse, it says, working together with Him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. Hallelujah. Huh? We urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. You can receive God's grace in vain, meaning that you will receive God's grace, but your life will not change. It will be like a waste. Are we together? You'll be coming to church for Messiah's love. You'll be coming to church for what are you doing? You will say powerful. Powerful. I've never seen God like this before. Huh? But give it 2 weeks. You'll be like you just came back to who you are. You know, I say, wow, I need to go to church again to charge. I need to, you know. It's because you are receiving it in vain. This grace of God you are receiving, by now you are meant to have started the process of changing the destiny of your family. Are we together? Not just you, your family. Sorry, I'm talking to you like this. I'm talking to you like adults. I'm not sorry. So we're going to pray. Before we pray, we'll see why How can we receive the grace of God in vain? By turning away from sound doctrine and his merciful kindness. You know, it won't dawn on you that, you know, this thing that I receive, this way that I feel, this power that I know that I have is actually for a purpose. But rather, you'll go back to your vomit. And we see that all the time. It's one of the saddest things about Christianity. And so I want you to be determined that, you know, my life will turn out to be something. Are we together? What did I say? No matter what. That's how to pray. No matter what. No matter the challenge the devil brings my way. No matter they dedicated me to river when I was a baby, no matter what, my life will turn out to be something. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? So I want you to pray fervently. And say, oh Lord, I'm not going to receive your grace in vain anymore. Do you understand that? All right, so let's begin to pray. Oh Lord, I must turn to something. Karabashata. I must turn to something. Maradibash. Arribadabush. My life must give you glory. Oh Lord, laziness will not stop me. Oh Lord, no devil will stop me. Shakila Bradivash, Shatula Kabrikabash, Maradivash, Shakula Kabrikabalabush. My life must give you glory, Jesus. Uradiba la kabasha tali kara, maradiba la kabasha tali abrakabalabasha, maradiba da barakatu satali brakabalabasha. In Jesus' name we have prayed.